This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bean Cooley. This weekend, CNN premieres a new four-part documentary called Reframed, Marilyn Monroe. The first 2 hours are televised back-to-back on Sunday, and the remaining two are shown next Sunday. One reason to revisit the story of one of the cinema's most iconic, examined, and enduring sex symbols is that 2022 marks the 60th anniversary of her death. But the more compelling justification is that this new documentary series from CNN and a British TV production company takes a very different and original approach to its subject. It's called Reframed for a very good reason. During her career and for decades after her death, Marilyn Monroe was objectified, scrutinized, and judged mostly by male writers, biographers, and historians. Think of Norman Mailer's skeevy 1973 biography, a sexist essay accompanying pictures of the actress taken by photographer Lawrence Schiller. Schiller is heard from in Reframed, but here he's talking about Marilyn Monroe's acute awareness of the camera, how she posed, what images she selected, and how she used them to enhance and leverage her own celebrity status. But most of the time, the voices we hear in this new documentary are female. Actress Jessica Chastain narrates, and an all-female editorial team headed by Sam Starbuck re-examines Marilyn's movies, marriages, and career moves from her point of view. We hear from female film critics and historians, including the always informative Alicia Malone from Turner Classic Movies. And we hear from several actresses. Some younger ones who find Marilyn inspirational off-screen as well as on, and some of her peers who competed in the same sexist studio system as Marilyn did in the 1950s. As in this clip, where we hear from Joan Collins, then Ellen Burstyn, about how women were treated in Hollywood back then.
I didn't really feel specifically like a commodity at the time. It's only on looking back that I see that when I was referred to as the girl, put the light on the girl, move the girl to the left. It's only when I look back on it now that I see that perhaps I was thought of as a commodity.
I never heard a woman's brain praised in that period. That was not considered a feminine virtue. It took a while for women to be appreciated as thinking beings.
It's a revelatory new take on some familiar ground. In Reframed Marilyn Monroe, we learn how, as a young actress, Marilyn outlived and outmaneuvered the potential career-killing scandal of the emergence of some earlier nude photos. And how, as a more mature actress, she again embraced nude photographs, this time as a weapon to gain media attention and bargaining power. It was at a time when her movie studio, 20th Century Fox, was funneling almost all its money into the Elizabeth Taylor costume drama Cleopatra. Monroe got the spotlight back on herself. And though she had a long and often combative relationship with the studio and its executives and had been fired, she ultimately was rehired, given a big raise, and awarded the contract terms she had been demanding. We learn a lot more, not only about her methods of negotiating, but her motives. It was not the first time in Marilyn's life she had fought the studio system and won, but it would be her last, because her life soon would be over, from an overdose at age 36. But her films would survive, and Reframed sees them with a fresh set of eyes. There's the sparkle of her small screen appearance in the 1949 Marx Brothers comedy Love Happy, the brothers' last film, but Marilyn's first. There's the comic confidence of her brilliant work in The 7-Year Itch and Some Like It Hot, and the subtlety of her portrayals in such later dramatic works as Bus Stop and The Misfits. She took control of her career whenever and however she could, even starting her own production company to choose her own roles. And she took those roles seriously. Near the end of her life, when a reporter for Life magazine asks her if it was difficult sometimes for her to crank out her performance, she bristles instantly at the word crank, as we hear from an audio recording of that interview.
I am don't drink anything. You know, I'm not a Model T. Yeah, I don't drink. I don't know, but I think it's kind of disrespectful to kind of refer to it that way. We are not machines, no matter how much they want to say we are not.
At this point, there are no plans to make Reframed an ongoing documentary series, reevaluating the careers and legacies of selected filmmakers and performers. But there ought to be, because Reframed Marilyn Monroe is planting its flag on some fresh territory.